On today's show, NHTSA gives the okay for adaptive beam headlights. 3D printing is helping GM make manufacturing more efficient, and we'll share our impressions of the new Volvo S60 and V60. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the voice of the global automotive industry. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is finally making a move we believe it should have made a long time ago. It's going to allow headlights with adaptive driving beams. These are lights where the high beams are on at all times, but use sensors or cameras to detect objects and turn off a portion of the light as not to blind other drivers. Lights like this have been legal in Europe and other parts of the world for over a decade. Now NHTSA says it's still working to finalize the rules and is also proposing new testing procedures. Tesla is going to run out of its federal tax credit soon after reaching the 200,000 unit sold mark. So the automaker is putting out the word that if you place an order for a Tesla by October 15th, you'll still be eligible for the full credit and get your car before the end of the year. You know, Tesla has struggled with production, and a big jump in orders could strain the company even more. But damn if it's not a smart way to boost sales as much as possible before the year is out. Say, if you'd like to keep up to speed with everything that's going on at Autoline, make sure you follow us on social media. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook by searching for the Autoline Network, and to find us on Twitter, just look for @Autoline. And for those of you that do follow us on social media, you saw that we just got behind the wheel of the new Volvo S60 and V60. We'll have our impressions right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by ExxonMobil.
We just got a chance to drive the all-new Volvo S60 and V60, and here are the highlights. The new models are completely new from the ground up and are built on the company's scalable product architecture. We really like the new design, and we think the vehicles have a more upscale look. The cars are powered by a 2-liter 4-cylinder gasoline engine, which is available in several variants. Front-wheel drive models come with the turbocharged T5 engine. All-wheel drive models come with the T6 engine, which has a supercharger in addition to the turbo. And there's two plug-in hybrid options for the S60, one with 400 horsepower and the Polestar engineered trim, which cranks out 415 horses. We got to drive the T6 and Polestar engineered engines in the S60 and the T5 in the V60. Each of the engines performed well, but the plug-in shined the most and even helped the transmission shift more smoothly. The interior is comfortable and has a sleek, minimalistic look. It's dominated by a 9-inch infotainment system in the center of the dash. But if you like buttons and controls, this isn't the car, or probably the brand for you. There are buttons for the audio. However, most of the functions need to be done through the touchscreen or with voice activation. The S60 is the first Volvo built in the U.S., and production just kicked off at the company's new plant in South Carolina. It will start hitting dealer showrooms toward the end of the year, and will have a starting price just under $36,000. The V60, on the other hand, will be made in Europe and won't arrive in the U.S. until the first quarter of 2019. Last year, we showed you a wild concept from the Swiss company Rinspeed called the Snap. It's an electric, autonomous, ride-sharing vehicle that can separate the chassis from the body. That way, the chassis, which houses all the components and technology, can be swapped out and recycled once that tech becomes outdated. And now the company is giving a preview of the next evolution of that concept called the Micro Snap. It's about the same size as a Renault Twizy and is designed for last-minute deliveries or to carry two passengers for short distances. Rinspeed will display the Micro Snap at CES in January. General Motors is using 3D printing to make vehicle production more efficient. We'll have more about that right after this.
Lighter, safer, stronger, quieter, and more sustainable. Tell us where you need to go, and we'll help you get there. Dow Automotive Systems. We don't succeed unless you do.
Automakers are starting to introduce new technology into their factories that is making working safer, faster, and more productive. On Autoline this week, we're joined by Dan Greishaber, the Global Director of Manufacturing Integration at General Motors, and he talked about how it's using 3D printers in some of its plants, not to make parts for cars, but to make the tools that build them.
The Autoline This Week Powertrain Series Preview is brought to you by BorgWarner.
We've installed 3D printers in many of our plants, and this is a migration. Our plan will be we'll have a 3D printer in every one of our manufacturing sites, and they're able to solve everyday production problems. Whether I need a small tool that can help me address an ergonomics problem that I'm facing, or whether I need an alignment tool to help me with body chassis marriage, or whether I need a small prototype part to be able to trial something to help accelerate the understanding of an engineering change on a product that I'm in the middle of launch on, I can make these things on the fly for myself in the plant. And what we're finding is that this is a little bit of a build it and they will come. We installed the technology and the plant. From the plant floor, ideas are coming forward of things that we would not have thought about ahead of time, where there are questions, do you have something that can help me do this? Here's a problem that I fight with every day. What can you do to help me with this problem? And rather than have to engage engineers and do a design and then build prototype parts and then do a trial and then figure out how we're going to source it production, and maybe it's weeks, months before you get something to find out, well, that, I didn't get it exactly right. That's not exactly what I wanted. And then go through the loop again. Now in a matter of an hour, I can have a part, I can take it back out to the floor and say, does this meet what you're looking for? Yes, great, no, okay, let's try something else. So in the spirit of work fast, fail fast, iterate quickly towards the correct solution, and then once I've validated the correct solution, then decide how do I productionize that across all my systems. We're using 3D printing as a great tool to accelerate that sort of real-time problem-solving in our plants.
For a deep dive into how technology is reshaping the factory floor, you can watch that entire show right now on our website, autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. But that's it for today. Thanks for watching. Have a great weekend. We'll see you here again on Monday.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.